Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning to talk about an upcoming roundtable conversation sponsored by the Island Institute next month is Carolyn Servid. She's the co-director of the Island Institute. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning, Robert.
And you brought along a special guest of your own.
I brought along Gordon Blue, who is going to be part of the roundtable conversation.
Part of the roundtable. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Robert.
And we'll talk more about the structure of this in a moment, Carolyn. But the idea is, I think whenever people hear the Island Institute and Carolyn Servid and summertime, they immediately think, you know, summer symposium or the writers, you know, a writer's program. But this is kind of a different thing. This is a roundtable conversation where you have brought in a group of 12 people who are going to start talking about a specific theme, and that's resilience, right? Resilient
communities. It's about resilient communities, that's right.
Okay, and you're inviting 30 people to kind of register and participate first as observers, and then to kind of join in and elbow their muscle their way in to the roundtable. It's a new direction for you guys.
It's a completely new direction. It's a new structure, and we can talk about the structure. But just to give you a sense about the idea to begin with about resilient communities. And I'll back up just a minute to the symposium, because that program for 25 years looked at encouraging sustainable human cultures. And resilience is a piece that is a precursor in a way. Resilience has to do with the ability to adapt to change. And it has a lot of inherent in it about creativity and innovation. And we're really interested in this theme because of the way the world is changing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Globally, there's all kinds of things going on that are going to affect Sitka locally. We're interested in trying to foster as much resilience in this small island community of ours as we can, so that when stuff comes down the pike, whatever it might be, Sitka is in a better position to say, we can deal with this.
All right.
On a lot of different fronts. This is on an individual basis, as a community, small groups, organizations, businesses. We're looking at resilience in a pretty broad way, but we're coming at it from the knowledge that has been developed by scientists, ecologists in particular, who've been looking at systems, ecosystems, and how particular species survive change. And they've learned a lot, and it's starting to be used in human communities, not just starting, it's been applied, I think, over the last 5-10 years. We're new to it, but it's not all that new in some circles anyway. So we're bringing together a pretty diverse group of people. There are 3 scientists among our core group, as we call them. There are artists. There are writers. There is Gordon as an Episcopal priest. There are teachers. There's Native people. It's really quite a mix, because resilience is involved in all of these different aspects of who we are as people and what we do.
Sure. Gordon, you're a Sitka resident. You're currently interim priest at St. James in Kodiak, but I think probably most people recognize you in Sitka for your long career in substance abuse counseling and treatment and things. And you bought in. You're giving up 3 days to this idea of resilience and creative resistance in communities. What does it mean to you? I mean, when Carolyn and Doric approached you, did the idea immediately kind of resonate with you?
Yes, it did indeed. The basic problem I see is that we look at physical systems, and we could recognize resilience quite readily because it's the ability of an object to return to its original shape after it's suffered some kind of trauma, some force on it. In the definitions of the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Administration, a federal administration, in protective factors of mental health, one of the key protective factors that's defined is resilience. So we generalize from that physical system to a social system, and we look at individuals and say, well, you know, here's a person who can bounce back from all kinds of adversity and retain their mental health and retain their resistance to use of substances if that's been a problem. How does that work? And so we studied that. We have assessed in quite a number of ways that that is present in people who are successful in adapting to change. And now we want to look at communities, collections of people, and try to generalize from that place, utilizing some of the things we've learned in the sciences, and just determine what will help us to be more resilient as a community. And of course, I think that includes psychological, social, and spiritual factors that all have to enter into the mix. So, yep, I bought in.
Okay. Is it always just bouncing back, Carolyn, or is it bouncing ahead? I mean, I think it, you know, just here at Raven Radio, well, I mean, everybody, us and everybody listening right now is kind of involved in radio and this station. I was thinking that just this morning I embedded a video on our webpage and how my predecessor in this job could never foreseen that this would be an activity that we'd be doing it. But it's not necessarily reactive. We're trying to sort of bounce ahead a little bit and we're trying to sort of analyze the, you know, the media environment that we're all shifting into and just trying to stay out front. Is resilience necessarily reactive, or is there the kind of a proactive kind of component to it?
I think there is definitely a proactive component to it. It's the radio station is a good example in that you're just looking at what the scene is out there and trying to be one step ahead. And I think resilience is a lot about being one step ahead. It's the examples you often hear are how people are resilient in response to some major hurricane or some fire or earthquake or whatever. But we're talking about how do we get ourselves in a position where it's not just reactive, it really is creating this capacity within the community, within individuals, before the disaster strikes, before the change comes, so that when it does come, you're more inclined to have creative and innovative ways to think about how to respond.
And it's kind of an interesting mix of people. I mean, how did you come up with, how did you get your Gordon Blues and your Phil Burdicks and your Libby Rodericks and, you know, what?
Well, if you look at it, it's a mix of people from Sitka within the state and out of state.
Right.
Those were three parameters. We wanted a mix of scientists, artists, writers, musicians. We wanted a very creative mix. We wanted people who could talk about some economic pieces of it. Sam Skaggs is on the panel from Juneau. We wanted the spiritual side of it. Gordon came in there. We wanted teachers. We wanted people from other cultural perspectives. And I should say we wanted this to be a celebration. You know, we've been talking about it in sort of an analytical way, but it really is a celebration of this capacity in people and in ecosystems and in the world at large, that we're really wanting to highlight it in a very positive and creative way. So it's not, I mean, yes, we will have some conversations that will, you know, sort of look at it analytically, but we're also having evening sessions of storytelling and music and art and those kind of things. So it really is a celebratory event, and the mix of people, I think, will help it be that kind of an event. A lot of these folks have never been to Sitka. A lot of them don't know each other. Some of them do, but the particular mix is one that will open possibilities that I can't even, I don't know where it's going to go.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I can imagine getting Gordon Blue and Terry Chapin from University of Alaska Fairbanks together.
It's going to be fun.
You know, how are these guys going to, what's going to happen when those two sparks start interacting?
Gordon, do you anticipate that like the first day of this will be sort of involved on reaching some sort of accommodation about, you know, how you're going to approach this idea? I mean, is the first day is sort of just devoted to the 12 kind of coming to...
Well, the first morning. Okay. In the morning of the first day, yeah.
Can't afford to spend a whole day on that.
Okay.
Only got three.
You're not bracing yourself for conflict here necessarily.
Oh, not at all. I think that part of the way that we can move from understanding this just reactively and move toward that proactive state, it will be there in arriving at some sort of vision of what we would like things to be like, of how our responses to change could be and exist in a healthy way. And I don't see that being a conflict at all. I see that as being something we will buy into pretty readily.
Okay. Carolyn, let's talk about how people listening get involved with resilient communities, the roundtable. So you have 12 people, spiritual, science, musicians, teachers, thinkers coming together, and 30 people are going to be sort of on, 30 people, those of us listening now can register and come and listen, and then eventually there's going to be kind of a merger.
Yeah, we're doing...
Or a swap.
A swap. It'll be more like a swap, I think. We're trying a process that we've not tried before, a fishbowl sort of process. So the 12 will be in the fishbowl first. Then the group of 30 will split into two. So, and those two groups will each have a turn in the fishbowl. So people will be going back and forth and responding. So imagine core group is the first fishbowl. The next one is participant group number one. Core group responds. Participant group number two, core group responds. So it's kind of this back and forth that way. And in the participant groups, anyone who's interested is welcome. And already we're getting quite a mix of folks. And some folks who have done a lot of work in this arena, more so than we've done, are signing up to be part of it. And some folks who are new to it and interested and curious. So, and all ages, I would say, at this point.
Okay.
So, anyone is really welcome. We do have limited scholarships available for folks who need financial assistance to come. The registration fee for the whole 3 days is $150, and that'll include the evening events as well.
And there's housing on the Sheldon Jackson campus for people coming from out of town.
Yep.
There's a drop-in price of $30.
Yeah, so people can sit in on particular sessions. There's all of the information about it is on the Island Institute website, which is just islandinstitutealaska.org. There's a draft schedule there. There's descriptions of the core group members, brief bios of all these people.
And if we had more time, we could talk about each of these
people. I know. It's a fabulous group.
It would be fun, but I think it's enough to say that the locals participating in your core group are Gordon and Phil Burdick, and Nancy Douglas is in there, and Trista Patterson.
Those are the main Sitka folks. Yeah.
And, who are sort of represent a broad range of, have sort of broad constituencies and interests in Sitka.
Yep.
And I do want to refer people to your website for more information about this, because I feel like we've just kind of scratched the surface a little bit around this idea. But it's going to be in July 18th through the 20th, 3 days filled with conversation, fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. I mean, it won't
music.
Be just sitting around. We'll be getting people outside, too. We're going to be doing some volunteer work in the community. It's taking place on the Sheldon Jackson campus, and it's part of the Sheldon Jackson Summerfest, the Fine Arts Camp Summerfest programs. So it's going to be a whole lot of fun, and we encourage people to join us.
It's interesting, it's new, and I would expect nothing less from you and Doric at the Island Institute. Yeah, we thought you guys had hung it up.
Little did you know.
Nothing could be farther from the truth. thanks so much for coming in this morning. Thank you, Gordon,
thank you,
for coming in as well. And the website address again, Carolyn, for
islandinstitutealaska.org.
We've been talking about resilient communities, a form of creative resistance. It's a roundtable conversation. July 18th through the 20th here in Sitka. There is room for 30 participants to register and join in. Thanks again for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Robert.